You're listening to the Kids Cookie Break, and I have a very special guest in the studio that I want you to meet. Welcome, Matt Wheeler.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
It is so great to have you here. Yesterday was a really big day for you. Your new song released, and it's a song many of us are familiar with. Before we talk, though, about the song, let's get to know Matt Wheeler. First, is there anybody you want to say hi to?
Sure. I'd like to say hello to my wife, Charity, and especially to my son, Luke, who I recorded this song because I figured if I did it, at least one person would really enjoy it, and that would be him. This is his favorite song.
Help us get to know you a little better. Some people are very familiar, especially with your grown-up music.
A couple things come to mind. First, I have a son named Luke who's 12 years old, and he has autism. Like, he's minimally verbal, and a lot of his interests don't necessarily match his age, but even since he was very little, he's enjoyed Sesame Street and music in general, of course. And so this particular song is one that we always come back to, often listen to in the car. That's why this song. As far as kids music, I've done plenty of work with kids and young people, youth groups and things, and in, you know, assemblies at schools. Last year I did a virtual artist residency with Donegal Primary School, and I've got another one coming up this spring as well. So yeah, it's kind of fun to put on a different hat than like the normal singer, songwriter and worship music leading that I do. Because in a lot of ways, I'm a big kid.
Oh, most definitely. So let's talk about the song. Mm-hmm. This is Ernie's classic song from Sesame Street, I Don't Want to Live on the Moon.
Yes.
And I'm thinking this was early 80s, so you probably grew up with this song.
I sure did. And it's one of those joys of being a parent when, like, especially in the age of YouTube where you look up anything, where you can introduce your own child, your children, to what you enjoyed. And then when they like it too, it's like, you have license to enjoy it all over again. This is a song I enjoyed from when I was growing up. And there are a bunch of classic songs from Sesame Street. Everyone knows Rubber Ducky and things as well. But this one's just a really great heartfelt song that works even for adults. It's a kid's song that... It's kind of like kids' shows. Sometimes there are ones that everyone can enjoy in the family and some that the kids get and the parents don't really enjoy so much. So this is like in that first category.
You're describing Kids Cookie Break. There are songs that we all love and some that maybe kids like more than grown-ups. Or
sure.
Maybe they've heard them one too many times.
And that's fine. There's a place for all of that. But it's even more special, I think, when everyone in the family can enjoy them.
You know, I'm thinking back to this song. Ernie, isn't he sitting on the moon? I'm thinking it's one of the few times we saw Ernie, the whole body Ernie.
That's true.
Like, we see his legs and his arms.
Right. It's usually like just the waist up,
yeah.
because the characters the way they are. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he at one point he dances on a moonbeam. Like,
yeah.
On that part in the song, he actually like he's, you know, moving his feet like he's actually dancing on the moon. Yeah, I mean, the scene changes a number of times. He's also under the sea swimming.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually see
exactly.
his arms and legs on that as well.
Which, I've got to go back and watch that.
Yeah, well, and there's a few different versions. There's one with Aaron Neville, by the way. Watch the original first.
Okay.
And then go back and watch that. There's also an animated one that some of the younger listeners, especially for KCB, might have seen more likely, but... All of them are the same song. It's this wonderful piece written by Jeff Moss, I believe, is a songwriter. He did also write Rubber Ducky and a bunch of other classics for Sesame Street. And I was happy to have the excuse to record it and release it.
Can you talk more about how your son Luke connects with this song?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned that he's minimally verbal. By that, I mean, like, it's not that he can't talk at all. It's just usually when he does, he's either quoting something like from a show or a book or something else a song that he knows, or he's otherwise talking like one word phrases. That's not even a phrase, I guess. Single words, small phrases. And so basically when it comes to music, he's very fascinated by it. He loves to listen to music. And so if I'm playing the song on the guitar or playing the recording of it, then I'll stop and like let him fill in the blank, like look at him. And if he knows the song, then I might say, well, I'd like to visit the, and then he'll go moon, you know, it's like, so, you know, things like this.
That's
and when you listen to the song on the last verse where I say, I'll make a wish on a star, we have a book that goes with this too. When we get to that part, he says star, especially loudly, and points to the star because that's like his favorite part of his favorite song. So as I was singing the song and recording it, I was thinking of all these fun moments with my son as well. So, and I will say I played it like an advanced version of it on from my laptop when he was hanging out in the room with me. And it was funny because he looked at the laptop with this curiosity, like, that's daddy's voice. And I know this song, but it's coming from the computer. And I paused it at various points and he filled in the blanks. I did a little video of it and it was just fantastic. So he loves and enjoys music and especially this song. So that's what made this one even more special
for
me.
Well, that was going to be my next question. You know, what does he think about you singing this song? So
yeah.
That's great.
Well, yeah. I mean, he likes the original Ernie version as well, of course. But I mean, I've sang it to him, like playing it on the guitar. And like when we read the book, we usually sing it as well. So he's not unaccustomed to hearing my voice to it. All those reasons, yeah. It's even more special.
I love it. Oh, most definitely. Talk about recording this song, because I understand that the artwork came out of the recording experience.
Yeah. So I recorded it with our mutual friend, Stephen Courtney, longtime friend and collaborator. And I hadn't recorded with him in a while and sent him a message and was like, hey, I'm thinking of recording this one song. What do you think? And we got together a couple times through the end of 21. We recorded it and he added some wonderful touches to it. Anything you hear in there that's not my voice or the guitar was him. So adding things. But he was mixing the song and his 6-year-old granddaughter was in the room in the studio with him, just playing quietly. And then she showed Grandpa Stephen something she had drawn, and it was a picture of the moon. And so when Stephen sent me some of the early mixes, he sent me that too. And I hadn't thought of what the cover art was going to look like, really. So I saw that and I was like, this has to be involved.
Oh, that is
so
great.
So when you see it, if it looks like a child's drawing, it is a child's drawing. In fact, it's Stephen's granddaughter's drawing. So shout out
so
to her if she's listening.
Great. That is so, so special. Makes it extra special.
Yeah.
Where can we find the song? I mean, we definitely have it here on Kids Cookie
Break,
and we're going to play it coming up.
Yeah. So it released on the 18th yesterday everywhere that you listen to streaming music or download sites. Well, just about everywhere. I mean, it's on places like iTunes if you want to download, Spotify, Amazon Music, and so on. Honestly, if you do a search for Matt Wheeler and any part of I Don't Want to Live on the Moon, there's a pretty good chance you'll find it.
Okay, yeah.
It hopefully won't be hard for you to find.
So, Matt, when you were a kid, did you ever think about taking a trip to the moon? Not necessarily related to this song, but were you into all that? Because when I was a kid in the 70s, everything was about astronauts and NASA and the freeze-dried ice cream. Every museum trip, every kid was seeking that out. And it was such a big deal. Did you ever think about going to the moon?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I ever had really serious aspirations of being an astronaut, but I loved books about space. We regularly, my brother and I and my parents, we go to the library and I'd have like a stack of books a foot high. And often, depending on the phase, it might have been about dinosaurs or geography. That one stuck with me even to adulthood. I enjoyed that. But yeah, space, about planets and about the moon. And I just love learning about that kind of stuff. And I definitely did when I was younger.
There's this guy named Fred that we play on Kids Cookie Break, and
I've
he thinks
him.
He can go camping on the moon.
He also thinks the coffee smells great and doesn't taste very good, which is brilliant, I must say.
So. And I think I heard that Luke also likes another song we play on Kids Cookie Break, Monkey from Big Block Sing Song.
Oh,
is
Yeah. Two Banana Day.
Banana kind of day. So coming up, we're going to play Matt's version, his brand new song of Ernie's classic, I Don't Want to Live on the Moon. And then we'll send Monkey, Two Banana Kind of Day out to Luke coming up too.
That would be fantastic.
Well, this has been so fun, Matt. We have got to ask, this is the Kids Cookie Break. What is your favorite cookie?
There are many choices I could choose, but I think I'm going to go with not just a snickerdoodle, but a warm snickerdoodle. Like fresh out of the oven, reheated will work, but fresh out of the oven snickerdoodle, like the whole house smells like cinnamon, like that might be the best. I'm going to pick that as my favorite.